Ryan Tully resigns from National Security Council following Wednesday's protests. By Hannah Blow on January 7, 2021. Ryan Tully, Senior Director for European and Russian Affairs at the National Security Council, NSC, has resigned following Wednesday's protests at the U.S. Capitol, according to a Thursday report. Ryan Tully has resigned from the NSC. He was Senior Director for European and Russian Affairs. Quit after yesterday's events at U.S. Capitol, I'm told, Bloomberg's Jennifer Jacobs reported Thursday. The news comes as other members of the Trump administration resigned following the chaos that descended upon the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday as lawmakers convened for a joint session of Congress to certify the electoral votes. Mick Mulvaney, special U.S. envoy to Northern Ireland and former chief of staff to President Donald Trump, is among the latest to resign. I called Secretary of State Mike Pompeo last night to let him know I was resigning from that. I can't do it. I can't stay, he said during a Thursday appearance on Squawk Box. Those who choose to stay, and I have talked with some of them, are choosing to stay because they're worried the president might put someone worse in, Mulvaney said. We signed up for making America great again. We signed up for lower taxes and less regulation. The president has a long list of successes that we can be proud of, he added. Stephanie Grisham, First Lady Melania Trump's chief of staff and press secretary, resigned Wednesday, becoming the first major White House official to do so since the presidential election. Deputy National Security Advisor Matt Pottinger also resigned Wednesday. Congress reconvened and certified the electoral votes for President-elect Joe Biden early Thursday morning after protesters stormed the Capitol, ultimately delaying the proceedings for several hours. In a statement, Trump said there will be an orderly transition on January 20, despite the fact that he totally disagrees with the outcome of the election, adding that the facts bear me out. While this represents the end of the greatest first term in presidential history, it's only the beginning of our fight to make America great again, Trump added.